Hello and welcome back to another avoidance behavior induced installment of Dave Wright's podcast. I'm your host, Dave Wright. Each week here, I present a chapter from my novel, Soul, and if you want to learn more about this week's chapter, then stick around at the end. For now, I really hope you enjoy Chapter 5, The Seeker Seeking. Ago. Seeker was regretting ever being born into this world. He was clutching the side of the building in his head at the same time. Last night was a bit of a blur, but it always was when Valkyr stopped in for a not-so-quiet pint. He had sauntered in as Seeker was closing up. They proceeded to spend until the early hours of the morning pounding pints and shooting the shit. Seeker still didn't know what was causing the haunted look swimming in Valkyr's eyes, but he was not one to pry. Fuck knows, he has his own secrets to keep buried. He didn't want to push away the only person he could call a friend right now. The sounds of the street surrounded him. He meant to be here much earlier in the day, with the sun just setting behind the houses as if it was a shame to be seen in this shitty part of the city. Seeker's head was still pounding even after the painkillers and all the water he had smashed earlier. It made him question, why was he here again? His shattered brain grudgingly rustled up the answer. He had heard rumors of another Levi Prime, that the Prime had set up shop somewhere around here. Sounded like a cult. Worth checking out if there was a copy who had made it as a Prime, though. Even when Seeker was in the depths of his cups, the mission was always there, scratching away at the back of his mind. He was no Levi. He did what was right, what he should do. That's why he was cursing himself softly out here, trying to not throw up at the mouth of the alleyway across from an unassuming single-story stone building. The flow of humanity was starting to build up along the main road as the sun slunk away. This part of the town was mostly free of the grips of various gangs, so people could get soused with only the usual threat of being shanked for looking at someone wrong. You are not going to get pressed into a life of servitude and terror in the hands of the Finches or the Knocker Men. Heading here from the Skin Drum had reminded him of why he hated to leave his little pub. On the way, he had walked past no less than 4 copies of Levi. They all wore different clothing, different stages of unkempt beard, but they were still the same, just like him. It was hard to convince yourself you were actually a person, that you belonged in this world, when just walking to the shops meant you saw your own face staring back at you from another man's body. Seeker had been watching the building for over an hour now, and had seen various copies of Levi walking in and out of the front without a care. There was obviously a leader of some sort, maybe an actual Prime living large there, sending out his drones to do his bidding. The thought curdled in the Seeker's gut. Maybe that was the hangover. Either way, he had a belly full of it. It was difficult to tell if they were the same copies or not, as, goddammit, they all looked the same. Not sure of the actual plan yet, he loitered in the mouth of the alleyway. The smell of the place was not bad enough that he needed to hustle on or lose his mediocre lunch. He could try and walk in, pretend he was just another Levi, that maybe he wanted to join whatever this cult was peddling. On cue, his hacking cough struck him. The months of smashing pints and smoking pack after pack had started to leave a rasp in his voice. Not a sexy come hither one, more an oh god not cancer one. Maybe trying to walk in the front door and bluff his way through when he couldn't talk without blowing his cover was not the best plan. His fuzzy brain was trying, really trying, but being pickled every night in alcohol was not the way to get the best results. He could just try and talk to the Prime, get him on his side. As he didn't know what the Prime's mission was, Seeker was not willing to risk it. What if his mission was to find the best way of killing people? Torturing information out of people? It could be anything, and from his limited interactions with other Levis, the Seeker had learnt that they were all assholes. Throw being a Prime onto that bonfire of an ego, and you have the recipe for super asshole. Maybe it's not a cult. Maybe it's like a self-help group for copies that couldn't take it anymore, like a Levi's Anonymous. The thought brought a chuckle, followed by another bout of hacking coughs. Seeker watched as 3 more Levi's came up the street as the sun disappeared and the lights reluctantly flickered on as if to avoid doing work. Trying to watch closely, he realized that one of the copies was Steve Nate Levi, one of the Skin Drum regulars. Seeger was not surprised, as he was the source of the rumor. The man walked up to the front door and knocked. It was opened by another copy. The roiling in the Seeker's stomach could be the hangover, or the seeing three copies of the same person that he was trying to not be anymore. They all disappeared into the house. By the Seeker's count, there must be at least 10 Levi's in there now. Any one of them could be this mystery prime. He needed to find out what was actually happening. He also knew he should get back to the Skin Drum and open it for the evening. Surly Curly might drop by unannounced, and if she found the place closed, she would pitch a fit. Heading back to the Skin Drum, the Seeker found the cool evening air was soothing the headache. However, two streets from the drum, it came roaring back to life. People in this part of town are so busy just trying to live, trying to make something of their life here in Arcadia. It was hard since the city had lost its super patron, so the gangs had been gaining power. It meant that if you were down, then you were out. The poor gained their own almost super, becoming invisible to people. Seeker tried to help where he could, as he knew that Levi never did. The man lying there, prostrate on the ground, with an empty cap in front of him in the universal sign of begging, looked familiar. It was another copy. Levi Prime paid a monthly stipend to each of the copies. However, with so many created so quickly, and Levi Prime was not one for much forward planning, plenty of copies seemed to have fallen through the cracks. Maybe he was wrong about the House of Levi, as he'd mentally noted it. It's very well it could be a support group for the copies that couldn't hack it out here. Emptying his pockets into the man's hat, Seeker tried to move on before the copy noticed him. The prostrate man looked up and the two men's eyes met briefly. "Thank you, brother," the man on the ground said. The Seeker had no response. His hatred for this city that allowed this to happen, hatred for Levi Prime for doing this, hatred for himself as he was just another Levi. The headache bored through him and made him feel hollowed out. "Stay alive. Stick it to that fuck and live," the Seeker choked out through gritted teeth. He strode off then towards his sanctuary, seething. He would not be just another copy. He would make Levi Prime pay. That was Chapter 5, The Seeker Seeking. You have probably noticed by now that the Seeker story is not a very happy one. I ended up contrasting it with Souls unintentionally, but that is simply how it made sense to me. The Seeker's life sucks. He has been dealt a raw hand by fate, and even while trying to fight it, he is using broken tools, so of course he is self-destructing. He hates himself. He hates where he comes from, he hates his own thoughts, and he cannot see a way out. Every time he thinks he has made a change or a difference, the world is right there to punch him in the face and say, "No, you are not a real person. You're another man's shadow." The Seeker knows he is killing himself, that staying in Arcadia is a death sentence, but as I said, his coping tools are broken. What I love about him, though, is he doesn't give up. He doesn't accept the fate laid out to him, and he keeps fighting. It hurts him, he's destroying himself, but he keeps fighting. I'm sure some of you are out there yelling at this saying, "But you're the author, it's your choice." Firstly, this is a podcast, so I really hope you're on a train or something while doing it, because that would be hilarious. Everyone giving you the side eye, calculating how long till they stop. Secondly, that's not how it works for me. I simply create the character, and then watch as they play out their own story. It's honestly one of the harder parts of writing for me. You don't know how many times I finished a Seeker chapter, and then wanted to go back and write him an escape, a happy way out. But if I do that, then he stops being real, and becomes a puppet. Not gonna throw shade, but even some of the most famous authors out there do that sometimes, and it sucks. I stop rooting for the character. I don't care anymore, as I know that no matter what happens, the author will not let them suffer or grow by themselves. Again, not saying I'm a good author, I only try and do what I think is best by my characters, and let them breathe. Next week, we jump back into Soul Story. I hope you enjoy. If you want to hear more of my other stories, don't forget I also release a short story per week on this podcast. You can find more information on my website, davewrights.com. That's davewrights.com. I also have a Patreon if you want to go check that out and help support me. Until next week, take care.